It's time for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Today's topic is about managing stress and mental health. Our guest, Dr. Mike Feeney, clinical psychologist with Pardee BlueMD Behavioral Health. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But first, how about a little getting to know you session? First of all, welcome, Dr. Feeney. Nice to have you here.
Yes, pleasure to be here. Thanks, Mark.
So you've been with Pardee now, UNC Health Pardee, since about 6 months now?
About 6 months, yeah. Absolutely.
So tell me a little about your history. Where were you before you came here?
So before here, I worked for different residential treatment centers for kids. I'm a child psychologist by training, but I've worked with folks of all different ages around the Asheville area.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is actually an ICU nurse at Pardee.
Wow.
And so when they were expanding their behavioral health, I threw my hat in the ring and really glad to be part of the team now.
Wow. Wow. Well, we're glad to have you too. And thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thanks.
So start of the new year, pressure, high expectations, all that type of thing. What kinds of stress or mental health concerns do you commonly see at this time of the year?
Yeah, it's a transition period. And so when we hit transitions, you know, oftentimes we're looking back and we're looking forward. And both those things can be stressful in their own nature. So folks tend to experience everything from upticks in anxiety or depression. And sometimes that's seasonal depression, but it might be a deeper feelings that are coming back around for the year.
Uh-huh.
Other folks might experience burnout as they reflect on maybe changes they want to make. And for younger kids, it's often a transition time too, starting new classes, reflecting on their grades,
sure.
You know, just ending holiday vacations and getting back into different routines.
So when does more common stress become more serious stress? In other words, are there signs? When does someone need to go, wait a minute, this is a little much. I probably need to see someone about this.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think everyone has to answer that for themselves, but I encourage folks to reflect on kind of their core areas of their life, their work, their health, their love, and their areas of play and recreation. And in those areas, are they moving towards their values and kind of their routines, or are they maybe falling back and experiencing stress and not really meeting their personal everyday goals? And then also, if they're experiencing burnout, sadness, or anxiety that's lasting more than a few weeks at a time, you know, that's persistent. And so that's where we hope that folks will reach out and ask for some support.
Okay. So there has been data showing that there's been a 25% increase in mental health-related emergency room visits just in Western North Carolina over the past 5 or so years. Timely access to behavioral health care. How much does that matter?
It matters a whole lot. When I think about preventative care in general, whether for our physical health or our mental health, is so valuable. The momentum that we have in our daily lives is powerful. But if we get to a point where it becomes a crisis or we need interventions that disrupt our everyday life, those are valuable and we need to take time to slow down. But if we hit those points, they're stressful on our whole system. They're stressful for our family. They strain our finances and our resources. And so the earlier intervention, the better.
So one of those ways is through Pardee BlueMD Behavioral Health. And that's where you come in. Recently opened and now serving patients across Hendersonville, Asheville, and Brevard. How does Pardee BlueMD Behavioral Health meet the community's growing mental health needs?
Yeah, we're doing that in a number of ways. Just having different locations and making it accessible is really key.
Sure, sure.
We know that when we make things accessible, we're more likely to engage in those services and build some momentum and work towards whether it's treatment plans and alliances. But also having different services within those locations, so medication management and therapy. Uh-huh. And our services, as Pardee Health grows, will even expand beyond that.
So we all recognize that there needs to be more concern regarding mental health, and that is certainly something that Henderson County has identified as a top priority for years. So expanding services like we're doing with you being in the community now, how does that serve the community as a whole?
Yeah, I think just about the nature of community. When one of us benefits, we all benefit.
Yeah.
And when we lift up, you know, everyone from our young people to our older folks in our community, we become stronger. Workplaces are healthier. Our systems aren't as stressed, and families and communities enjoy each other more.
Let me ask this question, if you don't mind. By the way, we're speaking with Dr. Mike Feeney. He's a clinical psychologist with Pardee BlueMD Behavioral Health. How does one get started with this? We've talked about when does stress become something that or mental health becomes something that you need to seek help for. Is this just a phone call to an office, or you understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, absolutely.
How does that start?
Yeah, the most common way is for folks to reach out and, well, historically, people talking about behavioral health concerns with their PCP, their primary care physician, okay, is a common point of intervention. And okay, we have integrated clinicians in many of our primary care locations that can get those conversations started, provide even brief interventions alongside your family physician or primary care. But they can also call our behavioral health outpatient offices directly. They can go to our website. And also, if they're working with other doctors in the community, they can put in a referral for our services.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. One last question,
yep,
and then I'll get you off the hot seat. For folks who are listening to this and starting their new year already feeling overwhelmed here in the middle of January, what's some advice you can give them?
Yeah, I think most common advice I give, and just coming back to, be kind to yourself, and if you have things that you're looking forward to, go slow but go, and yep, go in the direction of your values. And uh-huh, if you'd like help with that, you can reach out. We're here for you.
Wow. Dr. Feeney, thank you. You've been awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Mark. It's a
appreciate
pleasure.
It. Yep. Thank you for your time. If you have questions or to find a Pardee Blue MD behavioral health practice near you, visit pardeehospital.org or call 828-435-8392.